In this Sunday in particular, in the Gregorian Rite of the Mass, it is called Good Shepherd Sunday. And of course, here we have Jesus walking on the shore, cooking and feeding the apostles and disciples. And of course, that is one of the things that a good shepherd does. He feeds his sheep. He feeds his children. And so he is being a good shepherd here as well. Now, the fathers of the church make a mention of this particular gospel in a certain way, which perhaps most people have never thought about. In the past, before the Passion and the Resurrection, Jesus walked out on the water. But here, he does not walk out on the water. He very well could have, we think, but he stayed on dry land, solid ground. And the fathers of the church say, now that the Passion is gone, he has died and risen from the dead, he no longer has to be with us in the travails of life that is represented by the sea. The sea which goes up and down and all over the place. You could drown. Of course, not he. That was finished for him. He had suffered through the life for 33 years and now had given his life as a sacrifice for the many. And now he has risen from the dead. So he does not walk on the sea. There's no more dangers, no more uncertainties like we have. So he is on dry land. And he calls them, he beckons them, as he still does to this day. He beckons us. Where he is, which now after the resurrection, wherever he is, it is part of heaven, just like here, part of heaven. There is no uncertainty. There is no tumult. It is dry, solid ground. And so he calls them from that solid ground. And they, from afar, at first they didn't know, but then eventually they realize. And of course it was the beloved disciple who first noticed it and who first explained it. The other ones dare not say anything. And don't we know things like that in life? Many times people see things and notice things and realize things, but they dare not say anything. People are cowards. The apostles and disciples were too. But not so St. John, the beloved disciple. And so he says to Peter, it is the Lord. They couldn't recognize him from afar, not only because of the distance, but he hid his appearance. And that in particular made it very obvious to St. John that it was the Lord. And also, if you notice, the way in which he addresses them. Now who on earth would have called them children? Only the Lord would call them children. Nobody else would dare call them children. They were grown men. Not old, as we see in some of the paintings. Everybody wants to paint St. Peter, an old man with a white beard. No, at this time, St. Peter was maybe 30 years old. None of them were old. And St. John was maybe 18 years old. And the rest in between. They were young men, but they were not children. And yet, they are children to him. He is their father. He is their God. He is their Savior. So, children, have you not caught anything? And they said, no. And of course, this episode is sort of a repetition of an earlier episode. When he commands them, cast a net on the other side. And then the net is filled to capacity. 153 big fish. And even so, the net is not broken. So he tells them, come over on shore. And at that time, he had lit a fire, began to cook bread, and then he said, bring some of the fish that you just caught. And he cooks it for them. The Lord feeds his sheep. He cooks for us. He still does in the sacraments. What a wondrous thing that the God Almighty, the Lord of heaven and earth, the creator of the universe, the savior of all mankind, cooks for us, feeds us. And so he says, come have breakfast. And at that point, they all knew who it was. None of them dared to ask, who are you? They knew, but they did not dare to ask. Just as many times, you do not dare to ask what's going on. But it is, and you realize it. Deep down in your bowels, you realize it. And then he feeds them, and then he disappears. What a wondrous thing. The risen Lord comes and goes as he pleases. His risen body is glorified, as ours will be at the end of time. He comes into the room, the cenacle room where the Last Supper took place, in the house of St. Joseph of Cleophas and Mary of Cleophas, where the Last Supper had been celebrated, the first Mass. He comes in, and St. John repeats several times, for fear of the Jews. Now, our Lord is a Jew, Mary is a Jew, St. Joseph is a Jew, they are Jews. What does he say for fear of the Jews? By this time already, the separation, the divorce had happened, which very soon in history would be very obvious. And of course, unfortunately, this has brought about much strife and suffering throughout the centuries, not just 1 year, the centuries, between the followers of Christ and those who were not. Those who refused to believe that he was their Messiah, their Savior, which he was and is. And so, they were locked up for fear of the Jews. And he walked in, he went through the walls and the doors, and stood in their midst. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Peace be with you. Whose sins you forgive will be forgiven them. Whose sins you retain, whose sins you do not forgive will not be forgiven. Peace be with you. And so we see these wondrous events of the resurrection unto his glorious ascension into heaven, where we hope to follow him at the end of time, at the end of our lives. First, spiritually, and then, physically, after our own resurrection. Now, this was the third time that Jesus appeared to them and revealed himself to his disciples after being raised from the dead. Alleluia. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.